Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to welcome to the program a great guy and a great friend of mine, Sal Rizzovato. He is the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. It's great to have you on the show. I'm excited about this. You have been... You and I go way back, Jersey politics, for many, many years, and your name is everywhere nowadays. So great job, all the work you're doing on behalf of these small gas station owners.
21 years to be exact, Mr. Zioli.
21 years exact? Wow. Look at you, Sal.
Yes.
You're good with numbers.
You left a lasting impression.
Well, listen, buddy, it's great to have you with us. And tell me about what the movement is right now in New Jersey, because, you know, I've long talked about the fact that I should have the right if I want to be able to pump my own gasoline. And we got to talk about that. We also have to talk about prices, because I know a lot of people right now are watching the prices soar. And you told me a long time ago, so much of this stuff is not even really up to the small mom and pop gas stations in the first place.
Yeah, Rich, there's a lot of different issues that fold into the whole self-serve issue in general. First of all, we began this crusade about 6 or 7 years ago because gas station owners simply are having a hard time finding employees. And it became more and more noticeable to people that you go into a gas station, there's orange cones blocking the pumps. Now, this has gotten worse and worse. And of course, the pandemic made it into a total crisis. But now the entire world is aware that there's a labor shortage, because not just gas stations can't hire employees, but supermarkets and Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Amazon, everybody is having a problem. But it's even worse at gas stations. So that's the first thing. There's a convenience factor, and that is because there's pumps that are blocked off, you have to wait for one attendant as he's scurrying around. And it's inconvenient, where you could definitely make it more convenient by pumping your own at a blocked off pump. Then the price issue. And this is even bigger today than it ever was. And that's because of the skyrocketing price of gasoline. And we can get into that. It's an entirely different subject. But regardless of what the price is on the pump, if you use a self-serve pump and you pump it yourself, you will save right now, I estimate on the low end, about 15 cents a gallon. I have members that are prepared to drop the price even more than that, and some as high as 23 cents.
Wow.
That's because the cost of labor at every location is different, based on the volume at that location and the wages that are paid. So the cost per gallon is going to vary from one location to another. But for those people that say you'll never pass the savings on, I say this: you're dead wrong. We would have no control over not passing that savings on. It takes one gas station that puts up a sign that says, self-serve, drop the price 15 cents, and it would be a very fast domino effect for all the others to do the same, or lose their customers. And that is just a rule of law made by God. We cannot stop competition. For those people that say that the price drop wouldn't be passed on, then I ask this question. So then why doesn't every gas station owner right now just go out and raise their price by 10 cents a gallon and add 10 cents to their profit margin? The reason is competition. It exists very keenly in the gasoline market, and we cannot avoid that. But we can save the motorist that money right now. We can bring convenience to the motorist for those people that are frustrated waiting for gas. And we can ease the burden on the gas station owners that are having a hard time finding employees. Even after self-serve is implemented, we will still be short of employees.
We'll still be short of employees, Sal Rizzovato. We'll still be short of employees.
Yes, we will.
Now, that's outrageous, and we got to deal with that. I mean, that is the practical reality of where we are right now. And I'll ask you, Sal, you know, a lot of people come back and they say, oh, but I like to have somebody pump my gas. You know, the bumper stickers, Jersey girls don't pump their own gas. I like it. It's raining out. I don't have to get in my car. I like it. What do you say to them?
Okay, great. Go ahead, Rich. Ask me. Just tell me right now, you don't want to pump your own gas.
Well, I do, but let's pretend. I don't want to pump my own gas, Sal.
Well, then, Mr. Zioli, then don't. Go to the full-serve pump where there's an attendant and have the attendant pump it for you.
The counter-argument to that is, why would any place hire somebody, especially given all the problems you just described, when they have to pay that person when they can just go self-serve?
Well, because the proposed law that we have sponsored, it states, and it will be the only mandate in the entire country of any other state, that says if the location has more than four pumps, it must still provide full-serve gasoline. What that does is it makes sure that there are plenty of locations that can offer full-serve gasoline, unlike in some states, excuse me, it's difficult to find a full-serve pump. And that's because over the years, and I'm talking about 50-plus years, retailers have found that their customers prefer self-serve for the convenience and for the savings. So little by little, their full serve pumps were not being utilized, and they had few customers that wanted it, so they eliminated full serve altogether. And it became difficult to find a full serve pump in our neighboring states. However, with this law, it guarantees that you will easily be able to find a location that offers full-serve gasoline.
It guarantees it.
Guarantees it.
Sal Rizzovato's with me. He's the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association. We're talking about whether or not in New Jersey right now you should have the right to be able to pump your own gas. I, for one, say, hell yes, you should. Well, go ahead, Sal. Make that point you were just making.
Well, I want to say this to you based on what you just said now, and that is this. For people that say, I don't want to pump my own gas, so don't let anybody else pump their own gas, that is extremely selfish. For people that say, I don't want somebody else to be able to save the money, that is extremely selfish. What gives somebody the right to deny you the convenience and deny you the savings? That's the part I can't figure out.
I can't figure it out either. And I think it's just this fear, and I'm glad you're addressing it. People will say, we're going to never see another full-service option ever again. We're only going to see self-serve, and I'll have to get out of my car in February when it's snowing out and pump my own gas. And that's the nightmare scenario that people seem to want to avoid.
I can only tell you this, that there are even legislators that have said to me, why can't I pump my own gas? And I say to them, well, you're the lawmaker. I have plenty of legislators, and by the way, females, so you can take that Jersey girls don't pump gas thing and toss that. And they say, I don't like the inconvenience. I mean, I'm not kidding. Legislators, they buy gas too. And guess what? They don't like to wait, and they like to save money as well. And they recognize that, and they're getting frustrated. The issue is this. Not whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, has merits or doesn't have merits. The issue in New Jersey has been purely a cultural issue. New Jersey has this kind of lore, you know, the way we talk about pork roll versus Taylor ham, and it's part of New Jersey culture. Now, how did this culture get created, Rich? It got created like this. Back in the early 80s, New Jersey motorists, they wanted self-serve. I know that for a fact because I owned an Exxon station back then, and my customers were angry at me because, yes, I was one of the people that opposed bringing self-serve to New Jersey back then for market reasons. Well, my customers were angry with me for opposing it, so I know they wanted it. They saw neighboring states save at that time, 10 cents a gallon, and they wanted the same. So what happened to create this culture? All of our neighboring states began raising their gas tax to pay for roads and bridges. New Jersey did not. New Jersey borrowed the money for 30 years and got ourselves into a pretty big pickle because of it. And at the end, during that 30 years, New Jersey citizens, motorists, and even out-of-state people took notice that you could buy gas in New Jersey 30 cents a gallon less than you could in any neighboring state. And we bragged about it in New Jersey. We said, in New Jersey, we have the cheapest gas around, and then dot, 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 oh, and somebody pumps it for us besides. So it became part of New Jersey culture. And, of course, culture is a very difficult thing to erase. This isn't about merits. This isn't about right and wrong. It's about the culture. If it's decided solely on merit, solely on right and wrong, and actually gives people, because there are plenty that would like to pump their own gas, we're denying that. If it gives them that choice, and it gives the people that don't want it the same choice, then there's nothing wrong with this other than the New Jersey culture is violated.
Yeah, I agree. Sal Rizzovato, I agree with you, and I want the choice, God damn it, because I'll tell you the truth. When I'm sitting there at the pumps and I got to wait for some kid to come over and it just drives me crazy. I'm in a rush. I want to go. And I agree with you. I think the market will have full service, number one. I think it would do it. The problem, of course, is being Jersey, if prices go down, it won't take long until somebody like a Phil Murphy comes around and says, oh, now we can raise the gas tax again or do something like that. Let me ask you this last question I have for you. What hope is there for consumers that maybe we can have some of the gas taxes waived or on either the federal level or the state level or something else as we're dealing with this mess that's happening right now?
I think it would be a mistake to start waiving taxes right now because it just kicks that can down the road and they'll come back and really sting us later on. However, Rich, and this requires more time, I can prove to the penny that bringing self-serve to New Jersey would lower our gas tax. And here's how. I can prove to the gallon exactly how many gallons have been lost. People that used to buy in New Jersey that now buy in either New York or Delaware. I can prove it to the gallon. And if you take those gallons and you apply the New Jersey gas tax to it, New Jersey is losing $180 million every year in gas tax revenue because of the gallons we are losing to those two states since we raised our gas tax in 2016. Now, we don't lose much volume to Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania has the highest gas tax in the state. So we are not competing with Pennsylvania in that regard. But I can prove to the gallon exactly how many gallons are being lost to New York and to Delaware. It equals $180 million every year, which is 4 cents a gallon on our gas tax. If we had those gallons back, which we would if our price dropped in New Jersey 15 cents a gallon, because those people used to buy gas in New Jersey. Now they're buying it in those other states, and guess what? They're pumping it themselves. So they left us for the price, not the service. So they would come back to New Jersey. We would be able to lower our tax. It would now put pressure on those two states to increase their gas tax, which they haven't had to do since we increased ours in 2016. Do you know why? Because they're getting a windfall since we increased our tax. Because those gallons are being sold in those two states, their gas tax revenues have gone up, while all other states have gone down. So if we lowered our price and then, of course, increased that lowering with a lower gas tax, it forces those two states to now finally do what they always did, raise their gas tax. It widens the delta between New Jersey and those two states. More people come back to New Jersey. When more people buy gas in New Jersey, our tax revenue goes up, and that creates the gas tax rate to go down further. It's a cycle that needs to be reversed, and bringing self-serve to New Jersey is the only way that can be done.
Well, look, I agree, and that's how the formula is written, by the way. Sal Rizzovato, Executive Director of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association. Thank you, my friend. It's good to talk to you again. Like I said, I've known you for 20-something years. And
21, Mr. Zioli.
21 years.
21 as of February.
As of February. Look at you. I love it. I love it. All right, buddy. Don't be a stranger, Sal. Keep up the good work.
Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.